Greetings. I'm Noel Dear. Welcome to today's Daily Devotion. I hope these next few minutes will encourage you as you seek to learn God's Word and abide with Christ. Our focus today is in John chapter 10, verses 31 through 39. Let us begin with a word of praise for the Lord. The psalmist said in Psalm 145:3, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised." Every day we should praise the Lord. So what is something for which we can praise the Lord today? I want to encourage you today to praise the Lord because he shows no partiality. God loves all of us the same. He cares for all of us the same. No partiality with God. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 17 says, "For the Lord your God is the God of gods and Lord of lords, the great, mighty, and awe-inspiring God, showing no partiality and taking no bribe." Colossians 3:25 says, "For the wrongdoer will be paid back for whatever wrong he has done, and there is no favoritism with the Lord." We noted in yesterday's devotion that we do have the favor of God, but we do not have favoritism with God. God favors us all. So we praise you, Lord, today for the fact that you show no partiality. Now, let's turn to scripture and focus beginning in John chapter 10, verse 31. But I want to go back to the previous verse, verse 30, because it really sets up what we'll see in today's passage. John chapter 10, verse 30 says, "I, Jesus, the words of Christ, I and the Father are one." So Jesus says that. He clearly identifies himself with God and as God. So the Jews are going to get upset all over again, the Jewish leaders. So we pick up in verse 31. "Again, the Jews picked up rocks to stone him." So this is the third time we've seen in the Gospel of John that they sought to stone him. Now, technically, the Jews were not allowed to stone people to death during this time period. The Romans reserved the right for execution. But the Jews were so angry, they wanted to take the law into their own hands, so to speak, and stone Jesus. Of course, that doesn't happen. Verse 32, Jesus replied, "I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these works are you stoning me?" And so Jesus asks a clever question there because he's seeking to make a point. He says, "I've done all of these miracles here. I've helped all of these people. Which miracle is it for which you are stoning me?" And then their answer in verse 33, "We aren't stoning you for a good work," the Jews answered, "but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself God." Now, what does this mean? Beyond the obvious, the clear message of the passage, we can also see here that they did understand that Jesus was claiming to be God. There was no confusion about that. Jesus is going to respond to this with a complicated argument, and it's about three verses long. So let me read the verses, and then I'll try to explain the argument. Verse 34 through 36, Jesus answered them, "Isn't it written in your law, 'I said you are gods,'" with a little g, gods. Verse 35, "If he called those to whom the word of God came gods," again with a little g, "and the scripture cannot be broken, do you say you are blaspheming to the one the Father set apart and sent into the world because I said, 'I am the Son of God'?" Now, Jesus is referencing something that you read in Psalm 82:6, and they were familiar with this. In that passage, God is speaking to some unjust judges, and he calls them gods, with a little g, gods, and he pronounces calamity, judgment against these people. So here's Jesus' argument. He says, "I've claimed to be God, Even the psalmist, when God spoke through the psalmist, he used the word God to refer to people. So why should you object to this? Now, that argument's hard to understand, but the next verse gives us some insight. Verse 37, Jesus said, "If I'm not doing my Father's works, don't believe in me." So Jesus says to them, the language really shouldn't matter. If I'm not doing the Father's works, then you're free to ignore me. If I am doing the Father's works, well, then what I say about myself must be true. Verse 38, "But if I'm doing them and you don't believe me, believe the works. This way you will know and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." Jesus says, if you can't believe my words, believe my works. Jesus didn't just come saying certain things. He came doing the miracles the Old Testament said that the Messiah would do. He said, if you don't believe my works, and my works will confirm my words. Verse 39, "Then they were trying again to seize him, but he escaped their grasp." It just wasn't time yet. It soon will be, but it wasn't time yet for him to have his ultimate showdown with the Jewish leaders that would end in his crucifixion, but the time is coming. Now, what does this passage teach us today? Well, Jesus continues. It's interesting. He continues to appeal to these obstinate, violent people, even though they continue to reject him. Let that be a model for us. We should never give up on people. We should continue seeking to reach people with the gospel, no matter how long it takes. Jesus' model should be our model. Let me give you a Thanksgiving prompt as we close out our devotion today. Psalm 50, verse 14 says, "Offer to God thanksgiving," and we should do this each day. What is something that we can thank God for today? I would encourage you to pray a prayer and thank the Lord today for the Bible, for God's written word, the truth that he has revealed to us in Scripture. That is one of the greatest gifts that he has given to us. Thank God for that today. Friends, thanks for watching or listening today. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like or subscribe buttons. That really helps us get the word out. On your favorite podcasting app, just search for Pastor Noel's Daily Devotions. I hope you have a great day as you endeavor to abide in Christ.